Recorded Books and RB Digital present Tiamat's Wrath, Book 8 of The Expanse, by James S. A. Corey, narrated by Jefferson Mays. To George R. R. Martin, good mentor, better friend. Prologue. Holden. Christian Avasarala was dead. She'd passed in her sleep on Luna 4 months earlier. A long, healthy life, a brief illness, and she left humanity very different than she'd found it. The news feeds all had obituaries and remembrances, pre-recorded and ready to spin out across the 1300 systems to which humanity was heir. The chyrons and headlines had been hyperbolic. The last queen of Earth, and death of a tyrant, and Avasarala's final farewell. No matter what they said, they hit Holden just as hard. It was impossible to imagine a universe that wouldn't bow to the little old woman's will. Even when the confirmation came to Laconia that the reports were true, Holden still believed deep in his bones that she was out there somewhere, irritated and profane, and pushing herself past all human limits to bend history just another fraction of a degree away from atrocity. It was almost a month between the moment he heard the news and the first time he let himself accept that it was true. Christian Avasarala was dead. But that didn't mean she was finished. A state funeral had been planned on Earth before Duarte intervened.